Ja. It's kind of funny. In my old Brahmachari days of heavy fixed up fanaticism. Well, I don't know if it was that, but we were into it. We often saw it so that when some devotees got married, got their own home, moved out into society, got jobs and all that, that they were blooped. Bloop. They were not devotees anymore. They were fallen. I have no idea. I don't think that is still anyone that sees it like that. Maybe some hardcore. Old timers. Anyway. But then. I had the fortune to find myself out there in society myself, with family and job and all of that, and things look much different from there, and in an interesting way, because first you notice that the standards of living, the not drinking alcohol and taking drugs, or maybe not even drinking coffee, of course not cigarettes and all that stupid, is considered a very austere standard in society out there among so-called ordinary people. Even not eating meat, but that's getting more common. But you know, someone who lives on the standard of cleanliness, of, I would say, also self-discipline, that just an average devotee, even a fallen grihasta, would just live on without even thinking about it. It's considered way out there. Either you will be considered strange and an outsider because of that, or you will be respected if you're lucky, or, well, in any case, you're different. So, what I then realized or thought or concluded was that, well, you know, even a very ordinary devotee can by the very lifestyle, ordinary lifestyle, raise much of, if others follow the example, much of the society, do a lot for society by introducing a bit of good old sattvagun. Which is, after all, not just there for as a rule and principle, but it makes us happy, healthy, and so on. So the conclusion then is that don't be hard on yourself, devotee. Never see yourself as fallen unless you have forgotten Krishna altogether. Stop believing that there is a God at all. Only living to satisfy the bodily senses and the mind. But I think once you have taken that step, with some exceptions, I believe, of surrendering so much to Krishna as we did, when we went against the stream and took up Krishna consciousness, you'll never be able to forget Krishna or, well, even if your mind and intellect will tell you he doesn't exist. Anyway, I guess that's all for now.